Blog Talk Radio.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We got an exciting show for you tonight. And I mean a knockdown, drag out, bust them in the nose show. Tonight's subtitle, and yeah, we're going to talk about it. Always believe in a greater you. Did you hear what I said? Always believe in a greater you. By believing in you, it is knowing in your heart that you want to become confident in your own skin. Not nobody else's skin, your own skin. So I want you to think about that. We're going to be talking about that tonight. Your poor choices in life should not be the total sum of your existence. Now, did you hear what I said? Your poor choices, no matter how many of them you made in life, should not be total sum of your existence. So we're going to talk about that, and I want you to get ready because we're going to get you out of this gloom and doom stuff and just say, hey, yeah, I made a couple of mistakes, so let me go on. and do some other things. So the first song we're going to play is Frank Sinatra. Here's to the winners. We want you to think about that because you're a winner. No matter how many times you got knocked off the bike with the training wheels because you couldn't ride and your mommy was pushing you down the road with the training wheels on and you fell and bust your knee. And, of course, I'm talking about myself. You're still a winner. So let's get the show moving. It is 7:05, and we got a great show for you tonight. Our featured artist is Karen White and Mariah Carey. So we got two hotties, and we got some other stuff.
Here's to the winners, lift up the glasses, here's to the glory still to be, here's to the battle, whatever it's for. The best of ourselves, then give much more. Here's to the heroes, those who move mountains. Here's to the miracles they make us see. Here's to all brothers, here's to all people, here's to the winners, all of us can be. Heroes, those who move mountains, here's to the miracles they make us see. Here's to all brothers.
I love that song. Oh, man. And I'm going to use that in one of my animation stories. Here's to the winners. Quit pouring salt on your wound. Quit talking about what you don't have this afternoon. Here's to the winners. Get off, yeah. Duke a Daka seat and do better. All right, let's get to the cuts. We're trying to bring you up, make you smile, and make you say, I'm as crazy as Don S. McClure. Mariah Carey, you'll always be my baby. I like the song. Do 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 do. Yeah, that's a track. I'ma sing along with this one.
Oh,
Here we go, here we go.
Down.
Wow, that's an oldie but goodie. Whitney Houston. You give good love. Oh, man. That girl could cut, man. That's just phenomenal. Hey, check this out, right? You know I got a certain club I go to and hang out. And anyway, the manager said, Don, I need to talk to you. I said, what's up, Bob? He said, Don, now look. Everybody like you in the club, and these little girls up in here, they just wait for you to come so they could air their grievances against their guys. And I say, well, what I got to do with that? He say, look, man, they be looking for you so they could say, what did Don think? He say, nah, man, my crowd done grew, standing room only, dancing room only. He said, but tell them this ain't the Lonely Hearts Club, Don. They can't tell them, call your show or something. He said, because the guys be getting mad because the girls get up on the stage and be singing songs trying to tell them how to act. I said, well, okay, man. Well, all right, Bob, I got you. And so as soon as I went out to the floor, hey, Don, what you going to play tonight? You better play Brownstone. If you love me, say it. I said, ladies, calm down. Nah. Your guy will tell you. So I said, okay, I'm going to play it on my show. But guys, they telling you, now you got to say it.
Question that was made. I'm not looking.
Oh, man, if you like them, guys, say it. If you want them, say it. If you need them, say it. Because I'm tired of them complaining in the club. They be got me thrown out of here. Bob say, no. I say, hey, I got to do with that, man. So he said, man, they can't get enough of getting in here on Friday. I said, man, you got wall-to-wall people in here, man. Ain't you happy? He said, no, man. They be singing them love songs. I said, okay. Well, I'm going to play a great love song. Last night, as yet, they say, man, that man say, he saw the sun, the moon, the winter, the summers, the mountains. She put it on him, boy. So I guess he said, shoot, I will say it.
I was in.
Oh, man. 7:35. And you mean, oh, baby, 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 baby. Man, they be getting into them songs, don't they? We're going to take a quick break. And when I come back, man, we got more great music for you on the one and only Don S. McClure Show. Don O. McClure.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And we're back. Excuse me. Had to get a little water there. You know how the winter comes and you get all that little stuff in your throat? Ugh. Irritating, aggravating, and just nauseating. All right, let's get back to the show. Like I said, about 7:45, 7:50, we're going to go into our talk show parts because we got a little thing that I write up because it's a lifestyle show. Try to kind of get you to see things a little clearer, a little smarter. A little moment. But that's at 7:45, 7:50, 7:38 right now. We're going to jump to one of my favorite songs. Every day of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Man, they want to see him every day. Every day. So the lady said, play this. I'm like, come on, ladies. They got to go to work.
Penetrate my heart. Now that
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday morning, Saturday afternoon, Sunday on the morning, Sunday afternoon. I don't care if you're writing. Well, how am I supposed to write a book? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Give me a break. All right, we're going to jump to a track. And that was Jay's 7 Days of the Week. The Way You Love Me by Karen White, our featured artist for the night.
Crazy, oh, that sexual love and feeling that you give to me, and I'm so proud. drowning in a sea of my anguish. Funny, you always said hope floats, comprehend it, but I can't cope. So I gotta find my way back to you, baby.
Pretty good. All right, we're into the live part of our show. Always believe in a greater you, and I'm talking to a whole bunch of you out there. I want you to believe in a greater you. Always believe in a greater you. It is knowing in your heart that you want to be confident in your skin. Your poor choices in life should not be the true total sum of your existence. Now, unfortunately, when we see our life through dark glasses because of our mistakes, we decide that all the issues placed in our life considered flawed or less than what we expect the outcome to be. We go around looking for the bad to happen. We go around looking for, I just can't get it right. We go around talking to people who just say, life ain't good. You know, some people, they spend their time talking about they gain weight. They don't look as young as they used to look. They don't feel as good as they used to feel because they've had a series of poor decisions. Those. You just don't. The dark glasses, because of our mistakes, we put on our eyes. We decide that all the issues placed in our life are considered flawed or less than what we expected the outcome to be, which only keeps our mind in a sad place. You wake up in the morning, you're sad. You go to lunch, you're sad. You go to bed, you're sad. You just see your life as being sad. But the road less traveled will be the start of your experiences. And once you travel down those roads of mistakes, you should try to figure out what went wrong and replace the sad, think better. Now, just because you missed the exit on the highway does not mean you will miss your final destination. Now, I want you to look at your life like that. You're cruising down the road. I've done it. I was on my way back to Chicago from Florida. I was supposed to make a turn and go through Atlanta and then back. But I was way over to the left, so I missed my exit. And I started headed 100 miles out of the way towards Savannah. And I had never been to Savannah. So I was like, oh, man, I'm going to get back over to this other road. So I finally pulled off, went to a rest stop, which was actually a tourist's. You know, it was one of the places where you get directions. Met the most beautiful people who said, well, have you talked to our convention bureaus and our travel centers? I said, no, I haven't. You know, I was on my way back from Florida. And they said, well, hey, give us your card, and we'd like to do some business with you. We'd like to get some of your books, like to book you to come down and talk to the people about writing. I said, get out of here. So the road less traveled will be the start of your experiences, new ones. And once you travel, you should try to figure out what went wrong and replace the sad with something better. Just because you missed the sign does not mean you will miss the final destination. You may be a little bit late or lost, but you will regain your ability to find the right path, meaning that you'll stop the errors and say, you know what, there's no sense in me going down that road. There's no sense in me doing the identical same things, expecting different results, and ended up in the same place. You don't have to. So I want you to think about that. I want you to put that thinking cap on and just say, you know what? Nah, that's not my existence. We're going to play a track by Deborah Cox. Nobody's supposed to be here. She said they ain't supposed to be here. I had enough of that lovey-dovey stuff. But you got in, and I don't know how.
I'm
Don, man, I said, look, man, I didn't make him like the song. He said, all the ladies turned around and said, ain't nobody supposed to be here. Ah. I said, okay, man, you got a full club now. If I stop playing, they won't be here. just take it like it comes. Hey, I want to send a shout out to Houston, Texas. You know, she wrote something really nice on the internet about my writing. She requested a book to have a friend. And she said, Don, I need it for my birthday now. So it's coming up. I done ordered it. It better be on the way. So I put the magic in, had it go out, counting the days. And, you know, we have these tracking systems. So the system said it was at our house on the front porch. True story. So I called up. I said, this is customer service, Don S. McClure, and your book is on your front porch. So she said, I'm going to run out there and get it then. I'm waiting on that book. So she went outside. She said, y'all see the book. Did you send it? I said, yeah, we sent it. The tracking number is XYZ, bop, bop. So she checked it again. She said, it ain't here. Maybe my neighbors got it. Cousin got it. Maybe somebody got it. So anyway, she said she waited later on that evening. And she went by her mailbox. And there it was, in her mailbox. So I got to get on the post office about that, telling me it's at her front door. When it was in her mailbox. But she enjoyed it. She's reading it now, and she says she likes the fact that the type is larger, so she don't have to squint to read it, and she liked the fact that I placed all the characters in the front of the book, kind of like Hollywood. That's how I learned how to write. And I've had a lot of people tell me, they said they like that. And I was the first author to create a character page. So, man, hats off to Houston. Enjoy the book. Happy birthday. And, you know, I was going to sing. Happy birthday. Oh, okay, that's all right. Anyway, let me get to this track. Fortunate by Maxwell. It's a bad cat, man. Maxwell just... Man, even guy friends of mine, you done, man, play some Maxwell. I said, man, go away. And all that lovey-dovey stuff.
Yeah. Whatever you want, whenever you need it, I do.
Okay, we're back. Man, I get caught up in the beats, man, and they be like on fire. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday night, and it's our lifestyle show. So I'm supposed to always write a little wisdom, so they say. You know, I put on my little turban, and the music plays. Oh, Don, do you have wisdom for us tonight? We are waiting. Oh, great Kabuka, I have the great Kabuka. I have the wisdom for you. Oh, yes, little grasshopper. Okay, play the music. Give us the wisdom later. I should have karate chopped him. What? I'm going to play this track. Never Can Say Goodbye by Gloria Gaynor. Wow. Here we go.
No.
can say goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Woo! Hey, check this out, right? Last year, I had so much commotion going on in Dallas. They were just going crazy over my books. On Facebook, they put a nice drawing with a big red heart. They said, "We love you in Texas, Don S. McClure. We don't care about them other states." I said, "Well, you can't exclude the hometown, Illinois, Memphis. We don't care. We love you, Don S. McClure. In Texas, and it's big in Texas." I said, "Okay, all right." I was so thrilled. So again, Dallas, they treat me really nice, but the driving in Dallas, man, I had to have a drink when I was going to my printer. I got there, I said, "Man, you got a drink." He said, "Nah, it's that bad." I said, "Man, you're rogues." And so I said, "Can I take the street back?" He said, "No." Man, I went to the hotel in the Galleria. I was a nervous wreck. I don't like Dallas driving, man. But thank you for loving me in Dallas. And I'm telling you, we're going to make our TV show next year the best in the country. Kid you not. Forgetting every time you're near the track, we're going to play. It's a Michael McDonald track.
Every time you're
slip on your red dress and slip on your high heels. And summer that sweet perfume, it sure smells good on you. Slide on your lipstick and let all your hair down. Cause baby, when you get through, I'm gonna love you. Tonight will be a special night, no matter where we go. And I'm so proud to be with you. I just wanna let you know, you got to change your mind, mind, mind. Just in our bedroom. First I wanna take some time. I just wanna look at you. Girl, you are so fine. I can't believe my eyes. And all that I wanna do, I wanna make love to you. Tonight will be a special night, a minute more to come. And I'm so proud to be with you.
My man, Johnny Gill. Johnny Bad, man. My. I like that, man. Hey, I'm going to switch to our Latin division because, you know, the Latin artists, one of them I'm crazy about, Leslie Grace. She always takes those old songs and bring them up to date. Plus, she got a lot of other stuff. That's the Grace Bad. But this is one of the tracks from 1964 by the Shirelles that she took it in today's time and turned it out. Will you still love me tomorrow? Will you? Still? How about that?
What it do, baby boy?
Yeah, little mama, you looking good. I see you wanna play with a player from the hood. Come holler at me, you got it like that. Big Snoop Dogg with the lead pussycat. I show you how I go that. Yeah, I wanna throw that. Me and you, one-on-one, treat it like a show that. You look at me and I look at you. I'm reaching for your shirt, what you want me to do?
Mama, I gotta get what I wanna. All I do is scream and
need what I need. Now let me tell you what crack a lack before I proceed. I'ma show you where to put it at. PCD on me, yeah, I thought I saw a pussycat. Now roll with the big dog, all six of y'all on me. Now tell me how I feel, baby doll. Ashley, Nicole, Carmi, Jessica, Kimberly, Melody, you telling me?
Hot. Listen up.
Some pussycat dolls. Man, when I was a little boy, my mother used to get after me about bad words. And I'd be outside writing cat, then P-U. She said, you bet not. I said, but that's the cat. She said, Don, I'm going to whoop you. I said, and then she always called me Don Stewart when I do bad. She said, Don Stewart, don't write that on that wall. I said, I was only going to write the cat. All right, we're going to jump to Karen White. Love Song. I used to think they were saying Love Saw Me, but it's S-A-W, like a saw, cut her in half. I mean, cut her up. I mean, cut her some kind of way. Love, it cut into her heart. That's what she's trying to say.
Something that a girl like me never dreamed of. And it all was for me, no, not really. But there was not a guy who was special enough until you came and made me so happy. I got down on Christmas Day.
Your love is overdone.
I like that one there. Love song. Love song. Love song. Seesaw. What is wrong with you, man? Hey, I got to send a congratulations out to Lucy, who listens all the time. Her granddaughter is officially in the Heroes for tomorrow. They will be conquering the alien world. And when you see the poster that's coming out, you're going to see her on there. She is Katara Katrina. And she called me the other day. She said, Mr. McClure, that's not how you spell my name. I said, well, Katara is not supposed to be spelled like you like it. It's a character in the story. She said, oh, I get it. She's a brilliant young lady. And she worked one of my book shows. She did a fabulous job. So as we continue to grow, we're going to try to get her back because that girl nailed it. Nailed it on the head like a hard hammer, like the hammer of Thor, the gods. Don, what is wrong with you? What are you drinking? But anyway, Lucy, shout out to you. Congratulations. You got a great granddaughter. That's my road dog right there, Lucy. So anyway, listen. Let me play this next song. Grapevine by Brownstone. You know, I like some Brownstone. Brownstone had a track called Kiss and Tell. I couldn't find it, but I was going to play it.
I
right there. I like that beat. Hey, listen, I got to get ready to get the heck on out of here. But you know what? Frank Sinatra's going to take us out with a track called Here's to the Winners. You know, because you're a winner just because you're alive. You got to remember that. There's a lot of people didn't make it. So here's to the winners. And I'm going to say good night and go give me some ice cream.
Here's to the winners. Lift up the glasses. Here's to the glory still to be. Here's to the battle, whatever it's for. Ask the best of ourselves, then give much more. Here's to the heroes, those who move mountains. Here's to the miracles they make us see. Here's to all brothers, here's to all people, here's to the winners all of us can be. To the heroes, those who move mountains, here's to the miracles they make us see. Here's to all.